Thank you. And Laura is going to come and read the reading for us from Matthew 11:28.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Thank you. Now, as I picked this scripture, because there's a few things from it that I picked up on, and it says, come to me. It says, give you rest and find rest. And rest is something that we can find in as part of Sabbath. Therefore, this morning is going to look a little bit different, and we are going to be invited to have Sabbath together as a family. A time of Sabbath, which is a time to rest. Some of you may have had busy weeks, and this could be the first chance that you're actually getting to just sit and chill out. It could be a time to be with family, not just our immediate family, but our church family together. And also a time to be present with God on our own, but also collectively. So, here come the instructions of how this is going to look. This is where we'll see if it works. So, for the next kind of 20 or 25 minutes or so, we're going to have a time of breakfast together. So, in a moment, the food will be brought out to you at the tables. But there is a challenge for you, not to just eat the food and go home. But the challenge is to eat the food, because I don't want to take any home. And but also chat together, pray together, be with one another, and an opportunity for you to rest and relax. Now on the tables in front of you, you'll have little pieces of paper that look like this, with little thought bubbles on. And your challenge, whilst you chat with people on your tables, feel free to mix up the tables, it's up to you. There is a question that says, what does Sabbath mean to you? And what I'd like you to do is, if you have any thoughts or ideas of what your answer to that question is, write it down in those bubbles, and when we come back together after breakfast, I will take some of those ideas. So please be happy to share some of those. You can do it together, you can do it alone, you can do it as a table. It's totally up to you. For those of you at home, Andy is kindly going to put you into breakout rooms, so feel free to go put the kettle on, and again, come back and chat. Where's the camera? I'm not looking at the camera. Hello. You want to see the back of my head. But yeah, come back together and then put your answers in the chat, and we can share them here at the Beacon as well. Oh, I thought Andy might be... Oh, did you not bring breakfast, Andy? Sorry. So, there'll be breakout rooms for those online. In person, we're going to chat and share together. We've also got a prayer space at the front, so if you want to be praying for anything that is going on in the world or just in your lives, or anything that's on your heart, please come to the front. There are pens and big pieces of paper if you want some space for that. So, I'll quickly pray and say grace, because I can, because it's breakfast. And then I will get the food out to you, and then enjoy, and I will be back with you in about 20 minutes. But I'll just pray, and then we'll go into that time. And Father, we just lift up this time together this morning, and we just ask that, yeah, if we have been having challenging or busy weeks, that we can use this time to rest in your presence with one another. And that we can just reflect on what Sabbath looks like in our lives. And just be challenged with that this morning. Amen. Before I get into my short talk, would anyone like to share their response to what does Sabbath mean to you? Anyone written anything down that you'd like to share? Don't all rush at once. Maria, have you got a few things? Maria, sorry, do you want to come and... If you want to say something, do you want to come and use the mic? Then everyone can hear. Sorry, that's...
OK, Okay, so this is the collective ideas of our whole table. A day of rest, a time to think about God, a time to pray, spending non-busy time with other people, a command from God, switching off from duties where possible, slowing down, a time of restoration, trusting God with your time and your to-do list, and a rhythm and pattern of life.
Cool. Someone's been thinking. Thank you. Anyone else got anything different to add? Yeah? Laura?
Unsurprisingly, we've got Carl on our table, so we got a bit political. So we were talking about, you know, is it right for us to go out and do stuff on the Sabbath if it means other people are having to work? And I was just saying, I think for me, Sabbath is a principle that's given to God's people so that they can show the world how things are supposed to be. And so if we're living in a system where people have to work 7 days a week and don't have a choice not to work on that day, then there's something wrong with that system, and that's not how God intends it to be.
Okay, thank you. Matthew, yep.
I've got be in rest for the Ukraine people, you know, for Sabbath, day of rest, as we rest in Him, worship together as we gather today. We welcome here to celebrate His wonderful creation, and we celebrate Him, and we lift Him up in our church.
Amen. Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Norman.
This is Sharon, who's been very busy with her. She wrote down it, a reminder of the new life we've been given, and that we're all given rest from the burden of our sin. When Jesus rose again, He forgave, and it reminds of the resurrection. So that was from Sharon.
Awesome, thank you. Mark?
A couple of quick ones. I heard Karina say behind us, eating. We also had roast dinners on our table, so feasting maybe. Reuben observed that, well, we worship on Sabbath, and we talked a little bit about how, well, that's like work. And we did agree that it takes effort to worship, but still, it kind of goes together. Perhaps something to chew on some more. But yeah, for me, coming to a stop is what Sabbath's about.
Amazing. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everyone who contributed. I'm just going to have a quick look in the chat if there's anything. Are there anything from a day with family and friends for lunch and being grateful to God? That's from Andy and Audrey. Thank you. Is that? Yep. Okay, thank you for engaging with that. So naturally, we have kind of come up with a whole range of different things and thoughts on what Sabbath looks like, which is going to be based on people's preferences or experiences. It's going to be different for different people. So spending time one-to-one with God in nature, worship, doing a Bible study, or just being in community with others can be seen as rest. There is also an element of helping others, loving your neighbor. Jesus healed on the Sabbath. Jesus with others on the Sabbath as well. So for us in our lives, having a conversation with someone who's having a hard time, people at our friends and peers at schools that we're getting alongside or at work. And for me, it comes down to it being a spiritual discipline. In Mark 2, 24 to 28, it mentions, then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. So God has given law to encourage the Israelites to love Him and to love others. He never wanted it to stop people doing good on the Sabbath. And with the law, the Pharisees acted as if God was created people so that He would have someone to keep the Sabbath. But Jesus comes to fulfill that and clarifies that God had given Sabbath as a gift to His people that He had created. So this was years and years ago. The Pharisees had the Ten Commandments, which some of you will be aware of, and that provided great restrictions, which for them at times was punishable by death. But for Jesus, the law was outlining great freedoms that led to real life. And I think the list that some people have said this morning is real life, being in community with one another, being with friends, being with family. Jesus himself engaged with this. And there are examples of Jesus doing Sabbath. And for this, I need some help. So, I don't know which tables they are because I didn't put them out, but on each table, could I have the next slide, please? On each table, there is a little slip of paper with a coloured piece of writing on. If you have that on your table, could one of you from your table come up to the front and read it for me? Hopefully you can find them under the... Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Bob. That's four. There's one more. Have we got one more? Yep. Do you want to come and read it? Okay, who's got red? Excellent. So if you just read it out to everyone.
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
Thank you. Purple? Who's purple?
Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed.
Thank you. Light blue?
Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them.
Thank you. And then dark blue.
Now when Jesus heard this about the death of John, the baptized, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desert place by himself.
Thank you. Well done. And then last one. Come to the place. Then we can hear you.
Face that way.
Face the other way.
Immediately he made the
disciples
get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray.
Amazing. Well read, everyone. Thank you very much. So there are just a few of the examples in the Gospels of Jesus kind of practicing Sabbath. So the challenge for us today is, are we seeking to grow our relationships with God in this way? To be present with him in our daily lives? Lives that can be busy, hectic, full of schedules. But do you think we should be using Sabbath just as if we're reading our Bibles? Just as if we're worshipping him? Or spending time in prayer with him and listening to what he might be saying to us? Is Sabbath something that we could use as that? So in a moment, we're going to go into a time of prayer, but we've got a quick quiz. So if we could get the next slide. Right, how this is going to work is rest or not rest, okay? If you think it is rest, you're going to keep your hands down because you're resting. If you think it is not resting, you're going to put your hand up because that's movement and you're working. Okay, so being on social media on your phone, is that resting or not resting? There's a lot of hands there. Okay. I would argue it's not resting because being on your phone and social media, you might start to compare yourself to others or just get hooked into all the stuff on social media that isn't that life-giving for you. But anyway, second one, doing maths at school, resting or not resting?
That's just fun.
That's fun? Get out. Matt, someone on the chat said maths is resting, okay, thank you. And last one, working from home, answering emails or messages. sister. Okay, thank you, brilliant. That is just to get your minds thinking about actually what Sabbath looks like for you in your lives. So what we're going to do now is, hopefully I've cut enough out, you should each have, again you can do this collectively or individually, a doodle Sabbath prayer piece of paper, and we're going to kind of take 5 minutes or so just to spend some time drawing or writing what Sabbath could look like for you in your week. Okay? I'll give you 5 minutes and then we'll come back together. I know it's a little bit different, but I hope that's been encouraging for you, and you can take that paper away and kind of use it as a challenge to have a go at whatever you've written down of practicing Sabbath and what that looks like in your lives. Is that a day? Is that a couple of hours doing something for you? But the big thing to take home really is, you know, this is an invitation from God for us to spend time with our Father who loves us. And the busyness of life can very easily at times just take over. And then I've found at times, you know, God isn't that priority. And I think it's really important that we have that in, you know, look out in our days that where is God in this? Are we finding time? Rich has challenged me since being here actually to just go for a walk and be with God, which is, you know, is that work? Because I'm paid by the church and Rich is telling me to just go have some time out. And it's a really weird head getting around that. But actually, it's not about that. It's about spending time with the Father God who loves us. And I think if we miss those opportunities, we're missing out on that invite with Jesus. So thank you for coming this morning.